1, 2, 3. It's the last show in the series of my broadcast to the nation. I was just too lazy to write new gags, so instead I made a compilation. That's right, you've heard it all before. Thank you.
Where to, Governor? To my luxury penthouse flat in York, please.
Oh, really? It sounds like a wacky place where anything can happen in the next half hour and probably will. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. I live there with my concierge, Mrs. Tribbley, and my whippet and a variety of other
interests. Yeah, well, that's a baby, but am I correct in thinking that you're using this taxi ride as a narrative device merely to set the scene and introduce yourself to new listeners?
Spot on.
Yeah. All right, well, Frey, that's double time on the meter.
What?
If you're carrying a narrative device, I'm sorry, it's double time. Oh. By the way, do you mind if I turn my radio on?
Go ahead.
Then. Thanks.
You're a sexy radio. I'm going to put my tongue down your throat, radio. Let's do a bit of mid-air refueling.
Oh,
I want to dress you up in flimsy nighty radio, and I want to suck.
Oh, by the way, sir, I used to be in show business myself.
I'm not interested. Just drive me, you working class yobbo.
Fair enough, yeah. I used to be a singer, you know. My rendition of the Big Horse Song used to bring the house down.
Really?
Do you know the Big Horse Song at all, sir?
Piss off.
Fair enough. Yeah, the Big Horse Song. It goes like this. Maybe it's a big horse, I'm a Londoner, that I like London. I'll tell you what, I can't stand those darkies, Governor.
Really?
Next stop, York, all right?
Yes, it's wonderful being back on
Radio 1.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sing that.
Radio 1.
I can't seem to control myself. I just keep
Radio 1.
I'm not well. I'd better call a doctor. Doctor, doctor.
Oh, do I have to ever drip up my nose?
I'm afraid so, that's right.
Is it bad, Doctor?
I'm afraid you have jingles, a bad attack of the jingles.
Oh, I wonder why I was modulating all over the place, now I know.
Yeah, well, I remember you, weren't you here a couple of weeks ago at
all? That's right, I came in here to have my links removed.
Oh, well, don't worry, there's nothing to worry about. You don't have enough culture, that's your problem. Go to a few dinner parties, keep your bowels open, that's what you've got.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
Lovely.
Have another glass of York, and do.
Oh,
it's so nice to have live music, isn't it?
Yes, Edward Heath is playing superbly tonight, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And it's so nice to mix with civilised people for the weekend. I can't stand those Radio 1 types. A bunch of yobbos they are. Forgive me. Could you tell me where the lavatory is, please?
It's third left.
Thank you.
Anyway, I was saying to him,
Oh, that's better. All those women who say men don't know about the pain of childbirth never spend a week on a high-fibre diet.
Oh, my God. Oh, down there in the water. It hasn't flushed away.
Hello. All right, are you, darling?
Who are you?
I'm your Ted.
Oh,
all right.
God,
how are you? All right.
But please go, please.
No, I'm not going.
It is one of the immutable laws of the universe that when you stay with posh people for the weekend, then and only then do your turds refuse to flush away. This one with a piece of sweet corn on end that looks like an eye staring up at me is here to stay.
Please go.
No.
My host will discover you.
No,
please go.
No, I can stay corn up here in the bowl for days, weeks, months, even years. People will be using this toilet. They'll all know you're to blame. It's no use trying to flush me away. I've called myself around the bowl four times. I'll tell you what, let's swap places, eh?
No.
I'll join the dinner party. You can go down the lab. All
it's
right?
Still not flushed away. Yeah. All right. Fair deal, Mr. Jobby.
Yeah?
Have a good dinner party.
Oh.
Pull the chain. I'll go down the system. I'm off. Anyway, you'll like the food. It's shit.
Oh, lovely.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I'm sucked out of the bowl and find myself floating along the sewers of Great Britain, wondering how I'm going to get back to my luxury York penthouse flat. Suddenly, I remember that since I am now a complete and utter turd, I must be carrying a portable cellnet phone. Quick as a flash, I dial my concierge, Mrs. Tripley, and ask her to unflush the lavatory, thus sucking me through our U-bend.
Oh, it's nice to be back. I tell you, Mr. Tribbley, it's nice to be back in the north, even though I've got me head stuck out of a bog hole. Risibility's down to 10 yards, Captain.
I know, Bosun. I was warned risibility was going to be poor on this show, but I never for one...
May I say, Captain, in a cheery, bluff, chirpy, cockney, warm-hearted, Sam Kidd, B-movie, third-rate actor sort of a way, that even if we found ourselves with no risibility at all, the men are behind you, sir.
Aye, aye.
Yes, they are, sir. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you,
sir.
But there's only one thing for it. You'll have to be risible, Bosun. You're the man.
Aye, Captain. Right, well, here goes. How many policemen does it take to crack open an egg?
No.
I don't know, Bosun. How many policemen does it take to crack open an egg?
None, sir. And anyway, the egg slipped and fell down the stairs by itself of its own accord. Got it?
No.
It's a joke, sir. Brutality. Police brutality.
Oh, dear. Risibility is down to 5 yards. Do that thing you do with my timbers, Bosun.
What? Do you want them shivered, sir?
That fighting talk, you hunk of manhood, with your silk panties and your feminine towels and your ballet shoes, you should be fully blocked, you hear me? Fully
blocked. Oh, look, sir.
You should be fully
blocked. Not in public.
You should be fully
blocked.
Right, tune over to Radio 2 immediately.
Oh, no, not this shit.
Hello there, busy old fool, unruly son. Why dost thou thus through windows and through curtains call on us? And that was one of my metaphysical poems for Mrs. Arthur. As we all know, the average Radio 2 disc jockey is in possession of a bus pass and a toupee. Even so, John Donne has been dead for 359 years. Still, death has never unduly worried Radio 2's booking department.
Very anodyne, very smarmy, and very, very anodyne.
Now on Radio 2, here's the Bridlington Mass Dyslexia Chorus with their rendition of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Take it away, the Bridlington Dyslexic Chorus.
Old MacDonald had a farm, F-L-F-L-P. And know that Fran, he hit a pog, F-L-F-L-P. Was a grint, grint here, into grint, grint there. Horror grint, horror grint, everywhere a grant, grant. Al cam lorden, hit a Fram, Z-X-Z-X-K. Alfred Bingle, Dipper Pim, Zaggy, Zaggy, Gong, Dip, Opple, Snakey, Swagger, Yah, Fiapple, Lumpen, Sim.
Frankly, I'm not without disability myself, but I've got my pride. I went down to the DHSS and was offered multiple sclerosis, but I insisted I only wanted singular sclerosis. I'm not one to suck off the state, although I have to admit Christine Keeler and I got halfway through the cabinet before my teeth gave in.
Now, what did I ask you to say?
Hello, Esther.
He says, hello, Esther. Now, Esther. Now say, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
This week's staff physically challenged person, lucky enough to be granted an audience with St. Esther, is not so much a person as a single eye floating in a jar of formaldehyde attached to a synthetic voice box. He's the resident physically challenged person for the entire series because whichever limb or organ Esther talks about, he's got it missing.
So anyway, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. He said he's having a lovely time. No, all right then, thank you. Give him a big hand, although unfortunately he hasn't got a big arm for it to go on. So, yes, all right, take him away, getting overexcited. All right, take him away.
Television, good morning.
Hello, can I speak to Teeth, please?
Who?
Teeth.
Afternoon, that's life.
Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, hello, sorry. Is Adrian Mills there, please?
He's calling.
My name is Colton.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is that Mr. Mills?
Speaking.
Oh, hello. My name is Mr. Carlton.
Yeah.
Do you... can I say... I'm sorry to take... I know you're probably very busy at the moment because you're heading towards a show, aren't you?
That's right.
So I don't want to waste your valuable time. Can I congratulate you on an excellent programme?
You're very kind.
It's very entertaining. I watch it every week with my wife.
Thank you.
I think you're the best on it as well.
Oh, my goodness. Flattery gets you everywhere.
I don't like that bald chap.
New chap, Howard.
Yeah, he looks like a photo fit picture that's not been made up.
I'll tell him.
No, don't. How do you come up with all the jokes every week? I don't know how you do it.
10,000 letters a week, I think it
really?
Boils down to, yeah.
Oh, you don't have professional script writers?
Well, Esther does all the scripting.
Oh, it really was done by a pro then.
We research and present it to her and she types it in her own inimitable fashion.
Well, yes, you couldn't imitate that stuff, could you? I had a bit of a brain operation, Gavin, but that's life.
Yeah.
And I'm in show business too. I do the, hospital radio thing. I do a show on it every Wednesday. I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I play the bass trombone.
Right.
It's the bass trombone. And I saw you do the thing with the trombone, the woman, the man who played quickly with his feet.
Yeah.
Well, I can beat it.
You reckon?
I'm absolutely certain I can do it. I mean, I've got a dog that runs through the wheels of the chair as I do the thing, so I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear?
If you want to, yeah.
Right. You ask me for a request.
Oh, my. Well, how about since we've been using the sailor's hornpipe, can you do that?
Right. Would you like me to do the sailor's hornpipe in 4 seconds?
If you can do it in 4, I don't believe it.
Here we go.
That sounded rather impressive.
Is that all right?
That sounded amazing.
Do you think you can have me on?
Hang on. Let's make a note of this. What's your name again?
Jeremy Colton.
Right.
It's nice to see, you get, your Yasha eye fits, all that stuff. Nobody ever takes music as it with fun, do they, these days?
Absolutely.
There's not. You'd never get him sort of playing quickly. He'd have played all that stuff. You'd pay £40 a ticket for him.
That's right.
That's what I like about this life. I mean, you get fun.
Absolutely. Right, and you reckon that was 4 seconds? I'm very impressed there.
Well, I can do it faster than that. I can do faster than that. I can do that in three.
Never.
All right, you want me to do it in three?
Hang on. I'm going to set my watch on this.
All right, then.
Right.
In three for That's Life and for Esther and everyone there, here we go. Could you introduce me like it's on the telly?
And introducing Jeremy, who's going to play this in 3 seconds.
Hello?
Hello?
Get a doctor or an ambulance. Are you
there? I don't know what to do about this. I really don't know.
Are you there? Help!
Hello?
I've had an ambulance. I've had an ambulance. Help!
Oh, God, he's had a hemorrhage.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm not very well. Hello?
Yeah?
I've fallen out of the wheelchair.
You've fallen out of the wheelchair?
Yeah. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Hello?
He's gone.
Yeah? Oh, so you're still making funny noises.
I think I'm going to kick the bucket. Still, that's life, eh? That's life.
Social group F and a tone deaf. We always sing in third, cause we're a music alters. We sound like we're goggled with glass, and we appeal to the working class. You lot, we won't stop singing. We want to milk all the cash. We are professional cockneys, jelly deals and fire men.
White Miss, hello darling.
But if you tried to track us down in Allgate, you'd have about as much chance of finding Terry White. Cause we got pensions in Hampstead and a country estate to get a bloody long way from. The lump and proletariat
shit.
Toss,
drop,
bollocks, rubbish,
tawdry,
junk,
crud, naff,
rank,
dung,
puke. So go join in and clap to this condescending trip. You think we're just like you? Not true. Because it's all just an act.
White, hello darling.
And we despise you in fact. Because you're just punters, to be frank. And we're laughing all the way to the bank. You thick working classes, why don't you sing along? Nelly D, Pearly Queen. Now I'll meet to this moronic caterwauling of a tuneless Cockney song. Because I'm a Londoner. Suppose you think that we was born within the sound of Bow Bells.
But I was born in Harrow.
Me in Tunbridge Wells. And now we're gonna piss off to the Seychelles for tax reasons. And cause we don't like you plebs.
Shit,
trash,
rubbish,
junk, crap,
dross,
garbage,
wank,
shit,
trash,
rubbish,
junk, crap,
dross,
garbage,
wank,
filth,
patronising crap.
Oh no, I can't stand any more of this. I'm getting out of this studio.
Good afternoon, may I help you?
Oh, hello, is that Vatican Radio?
This is the English program, Vatican Radio.
Oh, God bless you. My name is Clint Rimmer.
Yes.
R-I-M-M-E-R, R-I-M-M-E-R, Rimmer.
Yes.
Clint Rimmer.
Yes.
I understand that you broadcast to the nations of the world from the Vatican.
That's right.
Anyway, I wonder if you can help me. I'm a disc jockey myself.
Yes.
For Top Shop in High Street Crawley.
Yes.
And we did a recent ratings sweep, and apparently my show pulls an audience as far as boxer shorts, that His Holiness the Pope suggested that maybe I contact you to do a programme. Could you give me some idea of what sort of programmes you do at Vatican Radio and whether I could fit in?
What were you thinking of?
Do you have a music programme?
We have our own staff, you see. It's not very likely that we would use anything from someone from outside.
Oh, but I'd get a job and then I'd be inside.
That's right.
If I had the Sunday morning program, I've already done my jingles and stuff. Mate, tell me what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Pope's favourite disc jockey. Dominus Deus, which record will he play us? Cliff Thriller on Vatican Radio.
Any views?
I don't know. I mean, you could...
It's a nice tune, isn't it?
Yes, it's a nice
And I played the one of those tunes to His Holiness himself.
Yeah.
And he tapped his foot, hummed a bit, you know, that sort of...
He tapped his hood?
Not his hood, his foot.
His foot?
Yes. He had to laugh. He said, that's exactly the sort of thing we want on Vatican Radio. I know I'm not Dave Lee Travis.
Well, okay, you're right, Travis.
And I don't think you want Dave Lee Travis, do you?
No.
You want something a little bit more subtle. Would that, I mean, if you wanted, say, for something like, if I was doing a Sunday morning programme, a little bit more casual, not so formal, that sort of thing, then you'd want something lasting, sort of like an image song, lasting for, something like 20 seconds, in which case maybe this would fit the bill.
It's a sunny Sunday morning and the Pope's on the go. Hello, nuns.
Woo!
Skip mass and tune into the Clint Rimmer Show. You may be Roman Catholic, but that doesn't mean you can't be cool or slick. Cos I'll play records by Meatloaf and even Frank Zappa, and I'm known in Rome as the papal rapper. Take a swig of altar wine, stay in bed all day, and listen to my show on Vatican Radio. Amen.
Any views on that?
OK, well, thank you very much, then.
I think you think I'm garbage, don't you?
Well, bye-bye.
You hear this stuff on Radio 3. Early music from the 15th century. Our playing is authentic. Yes, it is true. This music was grabbed in those days too. Yes, titles sounded better alive than dead.
A day of Radio Free comes pretty dear. It costs more than Radio 1 does in a year. As for audience figures, not a lot. Just a bearded wonder from the sealed.
There'll be endless early music, the future looks bleak. Sic Gloria Mundi, Tuesday, Wednesday, and every bloody day of the week.
BBC Radio 1.
Meanwhile, back in my luxury York penthouse flat.
Time to peruse the thousands of letters from my admiring listeners. Many have written in asking...
Dear Mr. Smith,
well... Dear Mr. Smith, where do you get your tape rhymes from?
Do you get your tape rhymes from?
And are they available in the shops? The simple answer is Silly Pussycat Willy Bam Bam Silly Bee. The less simple and more grown-up answer is I get mine fresh every morning. Fresh they are. I never use frozen. My tape wines are hand-picked from the rubbish bin in the office of the controller of Radio 1, Mr. Jonathan Beerling. Jonathan Beerling, that's right. That's right, yeah, shut your mouth. Hand-picked. I pop them straight into the microwave for 3 seconds. Et voilà. Done to a turn. What is on these rapid tape wines picked from Mr. Beerling's bin when slowed down has up until now been a mystery. However, here's one I picked earlier slowed down.
Rubber tone juice. Split crutch.
Johnny.
Get the cucumber.
Connect the wires.
To the carber.
Oh, then go
dear. And call Simon Bates in.
Johnny, no, I'm...
What does it mean? It's from the controller's office.
I'll try another one.
Keep quiet about this.
Bates won't be a word, but this chap from
EMI Records.
He'll fund
me 30 grand for plugging Bonnie Langford's
latest record.
Of course I said yes.
Oh, no.
I got those jeans to try to excite me.
Bates, do you hear me? Rip off.
Come on.
Rip them off.
Oh, my God. I know too much. I know too much.
Suddenly, I have an attack of the...
Ba-ba Swingles. Ba ba da ba da ba da ba
da
ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da
Is it bad, Doctor?
Well, yes, I'm afraid you have the severest form of the swingles. You've become Les Swingle. I'm afraid, Les, you don't have long to live.
Oh, God, and I've led such a boring life. I've done nothing exciting.
Oh, dear. Well, here's a cassette. This company might help.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you terminally ill? Does your family consider you to be an insipid, boring man who's led an insipid, boring life? Well, don't let your death be as unexciting as your life. Order a cremogram.
Yes, for a small fee payable in advance, we can arrange for a mysterious and attractive young actress dressed scantily in black to appear at your cremation just as you're heading towards the burners. Choose any one of these dramatic outbursts. Cremogram 1, the kinky Casanova.
Ashes to ashes, coals to Newcastle, horses to water.
Stop! The truth has to be known. To me, he'll always be Samantha. I was his nurse when he had the sex change.
Good God.
I was the sadistic bastard with his whips. He should be bloody well hung. What am I saying? He was bloody well hung.
Cremogram number 2, the rabid dipso.
Stop! Do not let him go near the burners. He was on 20 bottles of Drambuie a day. Do you hear me? The whole place could go up. Do you hear me? The whole place. The whole place could...
Other popular cremograms include the Marietta Higgs Choir Boy and the Stammering Midget. And this season's new model is the Exploding Casket, where we supply 200 pounds of condemned meat and 4 sticks of gelignite. Cremograms. We'll give you a service they'll remember at your remembrance service.
Our name is Clannad and we sing pretentious songs in Gaelic. They're mortal and not at all chromatic.
Not at all chromatic.
This breathy style is not by choice.
Because the truth is,
the truth is,
hello, shop. Shall I? Can I? Oh, hello. I wonder, could you do a service wash on my smalls, please?
Oh, no, not too. Dot it in. We were nearly closed down by the elf the last time we kept your undercrackers here for an hour.
Oh, you're not clean down the front and round the back. You're not.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself.
Yourself.
Oh, very savoury, I must say. Oh, all right, well, I'll do it. But is there a sarcastic washing machine free at the moment?
Sarcastic washing machine? What do you mean sarcastic washing machine?
Sorry, I should explain. I need a sarcastic washing machine to take the piss out of my boxer shorts.
Oh, I'll tell you what, people like you to be eviscerated without giblets.
Without giblets?
Have you heard this type of music? Ha 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 ha. It is called process music. Ha 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 ha. There's no need to learn composing. Simply fail a music CSE. Michael Nyman, Philip Glass both write this crap which rarely changes. But the thing I really hate is when it starts to arpeggiate. Or move from the minor into the major. Laughing all the way to the bank. Ha 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 ha. Hee hee hee. They're laughing all the way to the bank.
Jacqueline Dupre. Struck down with multiple sclerosis. Itzhak Perlman, confined to a wheelchair with polio. Disease often strikes gifted musicians at the height of their powers. So can you help Nigel?
Monster Leaving Air, Aston Villa, Cannon.
Nigel is still in his 20s.
At the Clarence.
But sadly,
Sternberg was a crazy guy.
He has been struck down by a cruel and pernicious disease.
And manic monster.
He has acquired the common touch syndrome. This was Nigel in 1970.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Good.
Peter.
Yes, Nigel.
School.
Of course, off you go, Nigel.
Thank you. La 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 la.
But one day, when he was a little older,
Nigel heard something shocking from his record company.
Thanks for coming in, Nigel. That's I've just got your latest recording on the machine now. Let's have a listen to it. Apparently it's very good, I've been told. Okay. Here we go.
Do you like it?
Nigel,
yes?
That is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I put a lot of work into it.
That is gorgeous, I Nigel. Practiced. But there's just one problem.
What's that?
Your records are selling very well.
Yes?
But never to the working classes.
Oh, golly gosh, that means I'm not making as much money as I could.
Nigel?
Yes?
I want you to do something for me. Something rather personal.
Yes?
Something that's our little secret.
Oh, dear.
Nigel, I want you to become Rough Trade.
Rough Trade!
At this precise point, Nigel became HMV positive.
Leave it out, John. Nonstop 808 only for
that's
the top.
It, Nigel.
Up the villa. Where's
rough.
Me fiddle?
Be rough.
Bong twat.
Poor Nigel. His condition became chronic.
Chronic, man. Chronic.
And he's become almost terminally patronising. Please give as much as you can to the Patronising Musicians Benevolent Fund. We'll see that Nigel receives a refresher dose of elocution lessons and has his leather jacket surgically removed. Only then can the working classes return to their Richard Clayderman and their sing-along Max. Help Nigel before he follows in a long line of Kennedys to be assassinated.
Hello, Mr. Posty. I hope you don't mind me saying so, but you're rather late on your rounds this morning, aren't you?
Bit off.
Fair point.
Shot cake.
My postman's crap. He's walking through my gate. Surprisingly enough, he's very, very late.
Well, what's 12 hours anyway, eh?
Early in the morning. Well, not very early in the morning. In fact, sometimes at the crack of noon. With letters sent in March but delivered in June. As he whistles some horrible moronic tune. He's as popular with me as a fart in a crowded lift.
Your phone idol, you are. Yeah, he's a telegram. I opened it in error.
Opened in error?
Yeah, we went on holiday to Dublin. That's in error. Anyway, I had it in my pocket and I read it. It says, your mother's dead. She's kicked bucket.
Oh, my God.
Nah, don't worry. They buried her weeks ago. I've had it on me for a couple of months, actually.
Oh. My postman's crap. My postman's dross. When it comes to my packages, he couldn't give a toss. He folds in half my letter that says, photographs do not bend. I say,
look, it says photographs do not bend.
Well, they bloody well obviously do bend, my friend.
Down at the sorting office, they play football without a ball. They use parcels labelled fragile glass, and they head them against a wall.
Hey, that's to me. Nice word.
Hey, what's this one anyway?
Stained glass, it says.
Oh, well, if it's stained, no one's going to care, are they?
On the edge.
Go on, Eddie.
That was the best of Vic Lewis-Smith, and if that really was the best, then God only knows what the worst must have been like. The program was written by banging a lot of keys with letters on them. The music was done by banging a lot of keys without letters on them. All the voices were performed by passing air through my larynx, which is situated between my trachea and the base of my tongue. And the program was produced by chopping little bits out of all the earlier shows and then sticking them together, which was a sod of a lot easier than having to write and record a new one, I can tell you. Thanks to John Walters, Roger Lewis, Johnny Beerling, Pinky, John Warburton, James Whale, Eugene Beer and all of Beer Davis, Thatch Cottage, everybody who telephoned the hotline, Mr. Mark Goodyear, Mr. and Mrs. Nikolai Ceausescu, and all the lads in the Bucharest firing squad, to the wretched victims of my telephone calls, Mrs. Titcomb and Whiteley of Piccadilly, purveyors of fine tape wines for the gentry, Mr. Daniel Houston at Hi-Fi Choice magazine, BBC Contracts for their lightning efficiency, Mr. William Morris, the Kippertide philanthropist of the BBC Pass Department, and to Mr. Ronald Burnett, the man who supplied my headphones, which turned out to be completely useless. I tried phoning my head, but there's never anybody home. Lastly, thanks to my popular singing group, Take Six, who I shall now allow to have the last word.
Let the words of my mouth choose to say, bring glory, not shame, to your name each day. Let the words of my mouth bring you praise.
Was it your idea to have him on this programme, Sparks?
No, Mr. Lewis-Smith.
Could you try reading that slightly better?
No, Mr. Lewis-Smith.
No, Mr. Lewis-Smith. They're a load of fuck...